let's get started. We're learning Simon Lamed Beis. Tif Chav Zayin. Mirat Hashem will be substituting for the rest of the week. We're going to learn the Ilui Nishmas of Rav's son, Alti Yonos and Ephraim, then Yosef Meir Kain. If there are letters or words that became erased a little bit, it means that they're not clear, but you can still see the dioy is still on the page. We'll have a whole detail about this in the Mishnah Berurah, exactly what that means. But the dioy is still on the page, so their rishuman is nicker. Kol kach. That a child who's not a chacham, not a fish, can still read it. So it's still clear enough that you can read the letters, they're discernible to a child. Then you're allowed to refurbish them, you can write over them with new ink. In order to improve the writing, and to freshen it up. And that's not called writing out of order. So a good halacha to know, we'll see that this is very nogeya. As the dioy ages, so it wears out and it becomes less legible. And as long as they catch it before it becomes mamish illegible to a tinnik, to like hakem b'lay tipish, then they can renew it by writing over the letter. That's the mechaber. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. We'll turn over the page again back to Nun. Kuf chav ches. If the letters got erased a little bit, pirish, what he means is that the appearance of the dio is worn out a little bit; it went away. Now we're going to have different distinctions, different permutations of this idea when it is kosher and when it's not kosher. If it never looks right, if the color of the ink was never right, then it's purple. That from the get-go, when he started writing, it wasn't black ink. It was like a gray color. It was white that became darkened. Or if it was a reddish color. The tzarech lahavir aleim kumis, and then he needs to write over it, push it to give it that black color, the way the dio is supposed to look. Then have a shilik asidrin, and it's considered writing out of order. But this case of the Shulchan Aruch is not called writing out of order. Because even as it is now, the Ksav is kasher. He has here an old mezuzah, an old tefillin, and the Ksav is not so clear. And because it's old, it's worn out. But Lamaise, the way it is now, it's kasher. So he wants to make it nicer, but it's not a problem of making something, writing Shulik HaSidrin, because each ois, as it is solid. Mamash HaMaisif Allah, and what he's adding to it, Eino Ela Mishamrei Shulik Yismachek Yaisir, that he's just guarding it, shouldn't get erased anymore. Very good, period. So that's the basic halakha. We said over here that if the ois is still has the coloring, has the ratio of the dioy, then he can fix it up. If it's a grayish color, or it's a reddish, or it's red, we'll see later, we'll talk about this. But if it's mamish, change the color, so then it's possible. But not every mamarim, because you mix out seva dioy kayim. That's if there's actually some dioy, the seva, the color of the dioy is still there. If the whole dioy came off of the cloth, that there's nothing left, it's just like a reddish a rust left over from the dioy. A dioy has a thickness, has a mamasha. So I think what he means over here is that it could happen that after the dioy could actually pop off of the page, like when a sefer. We said last week, we were talking about how if he dries out the dio, he can scrape it off easily. It comes off. So it could be that even without doing that on purpose, it could be that the dio could pop off of the page, even though it leaves like a reddish stain, a reddish rust mark, as we're saying. But that's not the actual dio. We need the dio itself to be left on the page. Then, even if it changes colors a little bit, we'll see if that's not too bad. But here we're talking about that it mamish popped up. So he's saying that we'll have a case now, if I have part of, let's say, a vav, that the bottom of the vav popped up. So he has a little bit of a reddish tinge on underneath the line of the vav. So that doesn't count at all. It's not part of the leis. And Mimele is going to say that if he has a tinnik look at it to see if it's big enough, then he's going to have to cover up the bottom of the vav. Aval im kafat adyoi, kol adyoi mea klaf. If the whole dyoi came off of the klaf, v'nisharak reishim ad mumis, it's just a reddish tinge, mea chaluda shal adyoi, from the rust of the dyoi. I mean, it's not the dyoi itself, it's just some remnant of a marking from the dyoi. That would be considered writing out of order. So now he says, that's not from me, I told you, the fichach. If part of the length of the vav got peeled off, a little bit of the dioi came off. And like we're discussing, he only has a little bit of this mark left over from the chaluda of the dioi. There's no dioi here, it's just this reddish tinge. And you want to show the top part of the vav where there is dio left over to see if it's still long enough to be considered a vav. So what he's going to have to do is cover up the bottom part of the vav. He has to cover up that reddish tinge, because when a child is going to look at it, he's going to see the top part, the black. He's going to see the red line underneath it, and he's going to just read it all together as a vav. He's not going to realize that the bottom part halachically doesn't join together with the top part. So therefore, the only way to get around that is by covering it. Therefore, he's not going to see that bottom reddish tinge, and he's only going to discern what the top part is, the black part, if it's long enough to be a vav, or if it taka looks like a yud. Just to remind ourselves, the case over there was if we have a split in the ois vav, if there's a crack in the letter, so then the Mishnah Berurah paskens that we can't mitzarif the bottom of the vav to the top of the vav. So now a child is going to see a vav with a crack in it. He's just going to say, well, that's a vav. He's not going to realize that halachically you're not allowed to join the bottom part to the top part. So mimela, the only way to use a tinuk to determine if the top part has a shear of a vav or not, if it looks like a vav or yod, is by covering the bottom half. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that this idea that we have over here is a very similar idea. Just like over there, we can't show the bottom half because the child is going to naturally look at the bottom as together with the top. So the same thing when we have this reddish tinge on the underneath the what's left over of the vav, also the child is just going to see it all together as one vav, and he's going to read it as a vav, even though he can't really halachically use the bottom. So we have to cover it. Okay, good. Period. That is what we had if it popped off the page. That certainly doesn't count as joy. Now, let's get back to this reddish tinge. We had that if we have a reddish tinge from the beginning, it's no good. What happens if the oitiyos get old? It happens that the Sefer Torah or tefillin or mezuzahs, after time, the dioi starts to change colors. It can get to a brownish color with a reddish tinge. So it's a machlokas here that Mishnah is going to bring, machlokas of Prima Gadim and the Chasam Sefer, if this is kasher or not. First he brings the Prima Gadim, it's no good, and then he brings, it seems that he's noita, like the Chasam Sefer and the Tshuva, that says that this is still kasher, it's called dioi. The da'oid, I want you to know something more. The das of Prima Gadim, who, the opinion of the Prima Gadim is that filu nisher mamashus dioi, that if there's, even there is mamashus dioi, there's dio left over, but it started changing color. Rakshan niklav shachrut ha'elyon, that the top layer, I don't know what has to be the top layer, but somehow the top layer of the dioi was peeled off. So there's still dioi left, but the under layer of the dioi is a different color. It's a brownish tinge. The nishar adaim, or reddish, have a shalai kasidrin, then it would be shalai kasidrin to go back and fix it. Because, in other words, the Prima Gadim is considering this color to be a bittel of the dioi, even though there's still dioi left over. But since it's changed colors, it's not the original dioi. it doesn't have a din b'yai, and therefore fixing it would be shalak sidrin, and where the way it is now, it's puzzle. The item in kasher l'tfillin, a red is not a kasher color for tfillin. So it seems like the Prima Gadon holds that the halacha of writing with d'yai is that it has to be black, and once it changed colors, even though it's the original d'yai, it was black, but l'maise, now that's gone, the black is gone, and it's possible. The Chasam Sofer argues with this. He says a very interesting thing. I saw the tshuva inside. He says a very interesting thing. He says that even though the Rambam says that you have to write with d'yai, and d'yai is lav davka, you could write with anything that's black. Anything that's black, it makes a rosh, it makes kasher for d'yai. So then, why did Chazal say d'yai? What's the mitzvah of halacha l'moshe misinai to write with d'yai? And the Rambam learns all things lav davka. So what was the halacha l'moshe misinai? So the Chasam Sofer says, "Meir de Gazak." He says, if the halacha would have been to write with black, then in Ahinami. So then if the color changes, it's not black anymore. It's possible. But the Chasam Sofer says, that wasn't the halacha l'moshe misinai. The halacha l'moshe misinai was to write with d'yai. So he wrote with d'yai. At the time that he wrote, it was d'yai, it was black. That's the main distinguishing characteristic of d'yai is that it's black. So he wrote with d'yai, and it was black when he wrote. But it happens to be that d'yai, the nature of d'yai is that after time it changes, it turns to brown, it gets to a reddish color, and mimela, but since this is the d'yai, he had a halakha to write with d'yai, and he wrote with d'yai, and this is still d'yai, this is the teva of d'yai, it's a change to a reddish tinge, so mimela is still kasher. That's the kiddush of the chasam sefer. If the halakha, again, if the halakha would have been to write black, so then you're right, so changing to a different color is not black anymore. But he says, that was not the halakha. The halakha was to write d'yoy. Any black color is kasher, so what was the whole point of d'yoy? The point of d'yoy is that if you wrote with d'yoy, even now it changes to another color, it's still kasher. Because you wrote with d'yoy. And Shas Maisei, when he's writing it with d'yoy, it was black. So now the fact that it changes, that's just the teva of the d'yoy. That's not tough. As a murder kakula, and as the Mishnah Berurah holds like this, Ava achas and cipher, the chelik yerideya, the simon reish mevav, paligala, he's chaylik on this primigadim. The sofer dima shinui lad mumis hu machmas yoishin, that if the reason why it's red is because it's old. Again, we said already, and we'll say again, if it started off red, forget about it. That's not d'yoy. But if it becomes d'yoy from age, so that's d'yoy. If it becomes red from d'yoy, from age, that's d'yoy. That is what d'yoy does. Harei hu kasher, shari hu nifta b'd'yoy. It was written b'd'yoy. That's the whole chiddush of the halacha l'moshe misinai to write with joy. We know that any ink that's black is kasher. So why do you have to know? Why does the Chazal tell us what's the mesora from Sinai that it has to be joy? That's lahayra tzricha hi rakli kasev b'joy. Has to be written. The shas k'siva has to be joy. It has to be black. The shas k'siva, the kach darko shal roiv joy. And that's the nature of the d'yoy. Most d'yoy, kashi yazkin, as it gets old, yakhet mar yisoy, it gets a softer color. Vishape ketaz la dum-dum, it gets a little bit reddish. Vinasis kein mari shikaran blush and ashkenaz, brown. And it turns a little brown. So that's the teva of the d'yoy, is to go from black to a little reddish, a little bit of a brown tinge. So mimeila, since that is the teva of the d'yoy, it's still d'yoy. He wrote with d'yoy, and it's still d'yoy. And it didn't come off the page, like we said before. It didn't get peeled off completely. So mimeila, this is kosher. Mikol makol. Oh, but now, since it's still kosher, so we have an eisa. Mechaber says that we can write over letters that are kosher to renew them. And, huh? Yeah, we can darken it and write over it and renew it, and that's not a problem of shloi kesidjin. So the Merdeka Eitza. So he has here these oitias that are a little bit reddish, and he'll fix them up. Mikol makom toiv la'aviro b'kulmas. It's good to write over it with a kulmas. And here the chiddush is also that even though klapish maya galya, after, let's say, another 5 years, then that brown would have been totally red, and it would have been a puzzle of color. It would have come off the page. The face was cracking. It would have come up. But Apo Pike, now that he renewed it, it's going to last another 20 years, right? We don't say, well, since it would have been puzzle after 5 years, now it's puzzle. Like we mentioned the last time we learned, there's a svar of Panim Chadashas Baalakan, that if he If he erased a little bit of he thickened the race in the back, and then he erased the front, and he thickened the back again and erased the front until he got a totally new bottom. So he said that's like a new letter. That's not kosher. So here also, the only reason why it's kosher is because of the new writing he did on top. But the old writing would have been long gone if he wouldn't have fixed it up. Here we don't say this for our Panam Chadash as Baal Lakan because it's Mitztarev. The Chasam Sefer says that if he writes the Dioy on top of Dioy, it just becomes one big Dioy. It joins together. So it's no problem. He can mamish renew it and make it kosher. As long as it's a kosher letter, you can renew it, and there's no problem. Yeah. It was written correctly in the first place. Oh, the case we had before was that we had an extra letter that we had to erase, and then we had a break in the word, and what we had to do was connect the word, and we can't go backwards making this new letter. We had a raise that we were trying to get to go backwards. We basically just wrote a new leg for the raise. That doesn't work. But over here, the ink, it's in the same place. He's just being mechazik this letter that was existing previously. And since the ink on top of the ink just joins together and becomes one happy family, it's all the same ink, so now it's kosher. Yeah. V'afilu b'shemot ha'gedeshem. There's a chiddush also with Hashem's name, karov levadai, it's karov levadai, it's kima zikr, the mutter kedyoy agabe dyoy, din kan mechika. That to write ink on top of ink is not called erasing, because it's mechazek, like we're saying this far, it's joining together, and it's strengthening what was already there existing before. It's not called erasing. Even on Hashem's name, he can write over the oisyois and be and renew them. Fine. So that's the chiddush of the Chasam Sofer, the big kula. And now, let's see, Mr. Burr seems to hold of it. You're asking if we hold of it, it seems like it. We'll see in the end, he seems to, Milsa the Titan, he says a very, reasonable explanation. The Chasam Sofer is arguing with the Prima Gadam. He brings down the whole Prima Gadam. He argues on each every point of the Prima, every proof that he had. He disproves it. He's going on this Prima Gadam. So it seems from the Mishnah Berurah, the way he presents it, that he agrees with the Chasam Sofer. So, Vim Nishtana Le'oidem Mamish. Now, if the Dioi turns Mamish red, Shein King Darkan Shol Stam Dioi. That's not normal already. We said after time, if it gets old, it can turn reddish, it turns brown. But if it turns mamish red, so that's a simon, it wasn't even dioy originally. Or another example, afilu rak lad mummis, it didn't turn mamish red, it got brownish. Rakshanistana miyat, maher. But it started changing immediately, not over time. Right away, it went from a black to a brown. Lachar ksiva, he wrote it, and then it started changing right away. Ein zakana loisa sefer Torah. This sefer Torah, it can never be fixed. It's not pshat that this was dioy, and then you want to fix it over. You have a trade on a shalosh kesedrins issue, but I'll go upon him. It was dioy, and then you need to fix it up. That's not pshat. It's pshat, it was never dioy. If it changes to red, or if it changes right away, even to a brown, that's a simon that it was never dioy in the first place. And if it was never dioy in the first place, that's it. You have to write with dioy, after, or something that's black. And Mimela, this is not really black, and Mimela, it's possible. There's iron in the... It looks like rust. That we actually described it as a rust. It has metal in it. I forget what it's called. Yeah, it's from iron. It's from iron. Sofer also told me. He said it's really fascinating. He says you take two different things. One is a reddish color, and one is like a yellowish. I think it's yellow. He puts them together, and it turns mama's jet black. in the mixture is iron, so it will rust. Is that why it leaves a reddish, a brownish, or a rusty color?
Yeah.
It looks like rust. He showed you a cloth, an old cloth?
Yeah, it's rusting out.
Uh-huh. It's rusting out. Very interesting.
Yeah, that's
very nice. So that's what he's saying. So he's saying, but if he's saying that it turns right away, the pshat is it wasn't made properly. That it wasn't made properly. So either had too much of this iron, and I don't know exactly, but al-kapanim, that's the taina of the chasim sofer. If it's changing right away, or it turns to a mamish, a bright red, to simon that it wasn't made properly, the ink, and it's not kosher. Let's just finish that sentence over here in the Mishnah Berurah. It's apparent that it didn't happen because of age, because it changed right away. There's some problem in the dioy itself. It was made from maybe different samamanim. It wasn't made with the proper proportions or the proper ingredients. So it's pasul mikara. It was never kosher. You have to write with dioy. Of a shemois and with Hashem's name. So we said before, you can write dioy on top of dioy. It's not called erasing. But if this is not dioy, then writing over it with dioy is called erasing. Of a shemois, asul ha'avir alav dioy. You're not allowed to write over it. Ayin sham shemarek. He was marek. We call that milsa b'taimo. It was a very reasonable explanation. So it seems the Mishnah Berurah ends up with the chasim sofer that this is reliable. Let's go further. That was the mechaber. Now we have another mechaber. Sif Chavches, Yesh Li Zoyer, Shaloi Yikanes Reish HaLamed, Ba'avir Ahe. The Lamed we know goes up a full Shita. That's why we have to have a Shita between the lines of writing. And it can be possible that the Lamed will actually stick up into the letters that are above it. So the cipher has to be careful that it shouldn't go into these letters, because then it changes the surah of the letters that it's going into. So the example of the mechaber is a hey or a ches. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah a few other examples. So you shouldn't allow the lama to go up into the hey or the ches. A fila b'loy negia. Even if it's not touching the letter, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, then it's a problem of mukav gvil. But even without that, the problem here is that it's making a shinui in the surah of the ois above the lama, because normally a hey doesn't have something in the avir, And between the legs, right? Or the same thing, the chas doesn't have something in the avir between the legs. So this is, if it's touching, it's a problem of mukav gvil. So you think even without that problem, that's, and there's something in the airspace of the hair, the chas is a problem. Yeah. Yeah, it's a new problem. It's a problem with surah ta'ais.
So why
is that a problem with a little hole? A little hole, because a hole is not ink. That's not ksiva. This is a problem that's occurring through ksiva. So I see it looks like there's a new writing. It's the tzura of the ois. It would be like a hay with three legs. I mean, that's basically what we're looking at. How we're looking at it. You're asking it's not coming from the top. It's coming from below. Well, you're saying two different things. You're saying that you're coming from beneath. Means you see it's part of a lamed?
It is part of a lamed.
Oh, you're asking very, very good. Let me explain to you. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't really explain this, but let me explain to you something I saw in the Mishnah Seferim is an amazing Sefer written that all the Seferim use today. The Mishnah Seferim says like this, a very insightful point. When he started writing this lamed, you know where he started writing from? From the top. So the second he was inside the over of the hay, and he had one little dot that was in the middle of that hay, so that's it. Now the hay has three legs. Later he's continued it down, and then he made a lamed, and you see that it's really not in the hay. You see it's a lamed. But the truth is that when he started writing this lamed, it was up there in the hay, one little dot. Yeah, you can have that fixed. So he says that that's what, since it started in the hay, in the chas, so it was part of that ladder. Later he made it down, he has a lamed on the bottom. That's a mashu. He made a picture of a mashu, so it doesn't look so much. But the mice, if you cover up, look down on the bottom of the page. If you cover it up, and you only see... Touching is a problem. Let me just a second.
Right, but these parts, I see the problem. But here I don't see a problem.
Here, look. If you cover it up, and you look only at the letter by itself, you see the ches with something in the middle. So you have a ches with three legs. A ches with three legs is not the surah of a ches. A hay with three legs is not the surah of a ches. So you live about him. It's a new tzura. It's a letter that didn't exist before. It's a new tzura. The problem is that a hay only has two legs. A hay has one leg attached, another leg floating, and now you have a new letter. You have a hay with three legs. This is a new letter. That's the problem. It's not looking like a hay anymore. Now it looks like a new letter with three legs. It doesn't help to have a child identified, because over here we have a halacha that the hay has two legs and not three legs. This is now three legs, so this is a new letter. It's not the tzura of a hay. A hay has halacha that gives it a shame. Hay. What gives it a shame? Hay is two reglaim. This is three reglaim. The leg on the bottom is also not attached, and the left side is also not attached. Well, according to the Rush, it could be a mashu, the regal on the left side. Okay, so this is a new cast. It has two legs that go to the top, and it has a dot in the middle on the bottom. So that's a new tzura tzoris. That's not a tzura bechet.
It's okay.
But that's a different nakuda. You're asking if it looks like part of the lamin below. So that why I was answering you is that when he starts writing, he started on the top. So as soon as he made one nakuda on the top, it's possible. But it doesn't matter. Since it was possible when he started, then it stays possible. If you look at it objectively, as you say, a child is going to see. No, it could be the child would ignore the dot in the middle. It could be the child would. Right. Because this is a halachic issue. We know that it's not the tour of the hay. That's what you're saying, a similar idea. It's real estate. It has. You have to look at each letter in its own place. Yeah. So when it came in,
we're not sure if that what is the two of those are. So the adult's going to get content because the issue, but my only issue is you have to know by heart. It's not an offer.
Okay, very good. Very good. Very good discussion. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. So the Mechaber gave us two examples. He gave us an example of a ches and a hay. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah even if it's a mashu. Let's get to that now. Kuf chav tes, right? Yeah. Kuf chav tes. Shalei yikaneis, afilu kol shu. Even if it's a kol shu, that already changes the tzura of the letter above. Roish halamed b'shura shalamalei mena. The top of lamed goes in. V'adin b'chav pshuta. You can have the other way down. If you have a chaf pshuta that's hanging down into the line that's beneath it, the chedayma, shalikanez b'shura shalamata bo'ez tes v'ayin v'chedayma, there are letters that have an opening on the top, and the chaf can go down into that opening. So it's also the same problem. Now his ayin looks like it has three heads. And then the chaf, it's going down. Or a tes, or a shin. So it's going down. The truth is, I can really ask a kash on myself, because here, l'chayra, the ois chaf is already written, and now he finishes it at the end when he dips in. I have to think about this, why it's not a kash on what I told you from the Mishnah of the Seifim. Kuf lamed. ba'aver a hay, if it goes into a hay, v'huadin ba'aver aleph, like tav, any ois that has an avir, a space in between, an aleph, a tav, a chadayme, kol shekein shehizayir sheli kanes ba'aver dalet a resh, all the more so you have to be careful it shouldn't go up into a dalet a resh, because then it's going to look like a hay. I mean, that's like the second regal on the left side. Will.
If it was a samach, on the lamach would be
you can't be talking about Mukav Gvil.
Yeah,
so, but forget it. He's saying now you have a raise, and now you have this spot on the left side is turning into hay because it changed into a different ois. So he says that's the kol shekein that makes it work. Okay, so that's what we're saying, and making it into a different ois and making it into a new ois. A new ois is also a problem. A new ois is also possible. That's also possible. But this is to make it into a different ois is definitely a problem, like she says, a kol shekein. Kol shekein shizayir shalei yikanez ba'avir dalet arei shalei yirak kehei v'chadol kamei, we'll see. Kof lamed alef, oye chas, that it shouldn't come into the avir, the chas, v'uadin im nichtas roish lamed b'soich avir shal chaf pshuta. This is a really interesting case. You have a chaf pshuta is hanging down like this, and the lamed is going up like this. So each one is coming into the other one's airspace. But there's no toik. See, a hay has a toik. There's a space in between. Or a ches has a space in between. A aleph has that space in between. But here, there's no toik. The chaf has two sides, and the lamed also has two sides. And each one is going into the other one's, yeah? No, this is a problem, but this is a chiddush. It's a problem, but it's a chiddush that is a problem. It's not so pashut. V'u'adin nichnas roish, he should avoid it. He should zikr avoid it, but it's not so pashut. V'u'adin nichnas roish lamed l'tayk avir shalchaf pshuta uchtel kamei, shivka kuf lamed beis. This is the Truva's Marim Mibrisk, and the Kain Hikul Bazaar going Rabbi Kiva Eger b'chidusha b'diavad. So it's not pashut. It could be it's kasher b'diavad. This case is not as pashut as the other case. Kuf lamed beis. We said if it's not touching, it's possible, and for sure, if it's touching, then you have a problem of mukav gvil. The benegia, blavachi, possible. Anyway, it's going to be possible. Mishum chisan hakav is gvil, because there's no gvil around the oi. Imagine me lashon shulchan aruch. Lashon shulchan aruch was yesh lizari. You got to be careful. Imagine lachatchila. The chas of yesh lizari, the davcha lachatchila. The whole din is lachatchila. Loy avaloy leikuba b'dyevid. That is not ma'akid b'diavid. Vani mili shloy nichnas b'inyan sheyavtid surah toys. That davkav is not mamish going to change it. In other words, we have over here that batsim, you're right. This whole din is l'chadchila, you should avoid it, it shouldn't go into the other ways. The lamed into the hay, or the ches, and the avir. Since it doesn't change it to another way, so the din is l'chadchila. But if it's going into a race or a dalet where mamash changes it to another ois, then it's going to be puzzle even by the evidence. V'hani mili, or the hay, by the evidence it's all right. You should avoid it, but by the evidence it's all right. It's kosher. By a race or a dalet, that's right. Ah, very good. So you're right on. V'hani mili shaloi nechnas b'inyin shiyafsid tzuras ois laydezek agon shenichnas rak ma'at. But that's only if it goes in a little bit. Like you have that picture of there, it's going in a little bit. If it mamish is sticking in there, you got a whole head of the lamed is up in the middle of the ches over there. So you mamish have like a third leg in the ches. If we would cover the bottom line, and we would only see the top of the lamed sticking into the ois, like gufa lamed. We wouldn't see the lamed itself. If a child would look at that, and he would say, it's three legs, he wouldn't recognize it. He wouldn't be able to read it as a ches. Then it would be possible. Well, yakir ois mahu, have a shinui tzuras ha'ois, that's a change in the tzur of the ois, possible. Then it's taka possible. V'gam lo yitzuyir boi tikun mishum shulik hasidrin, you can't fix it either because it's out of order. Kol shkenim nichnas roish ha'lamed b'seich chawal dalet ha'reish. And all the more so if it goes into the opening, the airspace of a dalet or a resh. Veneeris kehei, and then it looks like a hey to puzzle. That would be puzzle. Then moil bezakriyas a tinner kohegen. then it won't help even if the kid reads it right. We see that it looks like something else. So let's just make a recap. We said that if it's a mashahu in a ches or a hay, so then l'chatchila you should avoid it. But l'maizeh, it doesn't change the surah ha'oiz because a tinnik would recognize it right away. Good. You're right on. Now, mashahain kain, if it's going into an oiz where it's going to change the surah, that's definitely possible, like on a resh or a dalet, where it looks like now a hay. Totally changed to something else. And even in a ches or a hey, if it's jutting into the letter so far that if we would cover the bottom of the line below, we wouldn't see the lamed. We'd only see this head sticking in. It's like a third leg, mama, sticking in there. So then, and a child wouldn't recognize it, that's also possible. Okay, I think that's good now. Stop. Yeah, stop here.